campers, I'm Anita.
And I'm Shelby.
And we are the Outlook Podcast. We're here to talk about all things wilderness in hopes of inspiring others to get out there and enjoy everything nature has to offer. Camp Outlook is a Kingston-based nonprofit whose mission is to make the wilderness accessible to disadvantaged youth.
If spending the summer in a canoe in beautiful Algonquin Park sounds like something you'd enjoy, why not volunteer with Camp Outlook? For more info, go to www.campoutlook.ca. In today's episode, we will be talking with Kevin Callan, a wilderness writer, teacher, and guide whose record of accomplishments is almost too long to list. Author of 19 books on camping and canoeing, CBC radio personality, and columnist for Explore and Paddle magazine.
Kevin has been named one of the top 100 modern-day explorers by the Canadian Geographical Society, best known as the Happy Camper, which is also the name of his YouTube channel. Kevin recently visited our campus at Queen's University to talk about his life and work. Afterwards, we had a chance to sit down and chat with him, and we were curious to find out what drew him to the wilderness in the first place.
When I was young, my dad knew I was sort of that introvert, and I had a stuttering problem, really severe stuttering problem. And I was that anxiety kid that was the iceberg. Nobody ever saw it, right? And I tried to hide it with hyperness, right? But what happened was my dad said, okay, look, you're going to have to go out and do something with people. So he got me into scouts, right? What happened was I was so nervous being with people that my dad would drop me off at the church for scouts on Sunday. I never went. I actually went to the back trout stream behind the church and went trout fishing with a can of worms and a bamboo rod. And when I get to the back to the church before he picked me up. So for all that time, he thought I was going to scouts. And then one day he comes back from work. He worked at a factory and he said, Kevin, like the big scout jamboree is this weekend. Like, what? You didn't tell me. All the guys at work are talking about it. Oh, yeah, Dad. Sorry. So I get in the car with my stuff. And of course, I'm halfway there. I got to tell him. So I tell him. And he goes, I'll just go fishing more then. Right? Well, okay, thanks, Dad.
As Kevin got older, he started to realize that it wasn't just being in the wilderness that he found so satisfying. He liked working with people in the wilderness, introducing them to its wonders, and showing them how they could learn about themselves through just being in the outdoors.
Well, I started off being a forest technician and cutting trees down, and on the weekend I worked in an outdoor ed area back in the 80s, and I decided to do that as a living instead of cut trees down. Nothing wrong with cutting trees down, but I'd like the outdoor ed instead. So I worked at camps in Southern Ontario and then in Northern Ontario in Temagami and stuff. And then, I worked in fish and wildlife as well because that was my background. So I did a lot of studies in fish and wildlife. Worked at a rehab center for animals and stuff. Basically, I had so many different jobs. It's just like a shotgun effect, right? I had so many different jobs. And I questioned myself, why did I have all these jobs? Because I just wanted to have a job that had me outdoors. I started to write as well, so I became a writer. Best-selling book called The Happy Camper. The media called me The Happy Camper. And I guess it personifies I have to be happy all the time. I mean, someone cut me off the other day and they recognized me. I go, I'm not happy right now.
A how-to guide in wilderness camping, The Happy Camper was an immediate bestseller, but it created something of a dilemma for Kevin. The kid who had once been so shy he couldn't even attend scouts was now a media personality who was expected to do book tours and speak on national television.
I thought, geez, I don't know if I'm going to really talk about the book on TV. Like, it's kind of boring. So I brought these gadgets with me, some camp gadgets on the table. So the very first station I was on was across Canada. It was a live broadcast across Canada. And I had all these camp gadgets. One of the devices, you might know this, is a WizEasy. It's a device that women insert so they pee standing up. Two hosts came in. One was a male, one was a female. And the female loved camping. She loved it. It was great that I was there. The male host, he said right to me, he goes, I don't like camping, let's just get this over with. I went, I don't really like him. So cameras went on. This is my first time on national news, right? And there's the items. And first thing he picked up was that. And he goes, and this is across Canada. He goes, what's this? I go, it's a whistle. Give it a try.
Kevin loves to tell jokes and stories, but you get the sense that what really engages him is the contemplative side of nature. The wilderness is a place to slow things down, sit with your thoughts, and explore. He attributes a lot of his best qualities to the outdoors.
So the cool thing about wilderness is actually a lot of First Nations taught me this when growing up, is that the reason why we like it being out there so much is that, again, we are who we are, but we're from it. Every culture was born from wilderness, unless we're actually put here by aliens, I don't know. But if we weren't, every culture was born from wilderness. So you reconnect with it once you're out. And the more times you're out, or the longer time you're out, you're really reconnected, because your A to B becomes your everyday life. For here at the university, your A to B is getting up in the morning, having coffee, go to class, go back. That's your life, right? But when you're on a trip, especially at more than 10 days, the idea of actually going for longer times is that you become comfortable out there. You're not afraid anymore. You're not, if you only go for 2 nights, you think the bear is going to kill you every single night, right? By day 20, you don't think about the bear. You don't even know what day it is, right?
Then there's also the therapeutic side of nature, which Kevin is very passionate about.
8 years ago, a terrible thing happened in my life. My wife left me, and I didn't see that coming. And I was like, oh, crap. So I went, wouldn't it be really cool to spend some time in the wilderness, because I needed it, because I wasn't doing well. And I thought to my friend, can you drop me off just south of Algonquin, and I'm going to paddle back to my house and portage to my house. That'd be awesome. So I spent the week doing that with the dog, and I came back, and I was fine. Time in the wilderness heals. And that was the best thing I could have done instead of just sitting there moping about it.
So in one sense, yeah, being in the woods, I'm a perfect example. And yeah, I think everybody's dealt with that. I mean, I've dealt with severe issues to the point that even like suicide, right? So, but when you go out, that kind of, again, calms you and you rethink things.
Kevin has worked a lot over the years as a wilderness guide, but his most meaningful work has been with at-risk youth and helping them to face the challenges they're dealing with in their lives. One story in particular stands out for him.
I remember one particular student I taught. So we're on this trip, and we have counselors and other teachers, and I'm just the guide, right? And so we're coming back, and Jason's on the portage. He's crying. What's up, Jason? And these guys are about 17 years old. And, well, nobody likes me, and I want to go home. I want to go home. I go, well, we're home in another 2 days. Like, why don't you just deal with it, and we'll be fine. And no, I want to go home. Okay, so I go to the counselor. I go, he's booting tonight. So sure enough, at midnight, students come to my tent. Kevin, Jason's gone. Oh, crap. And it's one of those things where you're like, yep, yeah, I'm making $60 a day. And now I got to go out after this kid at midnight. Okay. But what was really cool is, you have that anger. You have that frustration. But then you realize I'm in the canoe and I'm paddling after him. I see him in the distance. It's a moonlit night. And I thought, wait a minute. I tell everybody that nature will heal the soul. Nature will heal anxiety. Let it. I know where he's going. I've been on this route 10,000 times. I know where he's going to end up. I know where the road is. Let him soak itself in. And I backed up. And I backed off. By the third lake, he was there waiting for me. And the sun was coming up, so I got a fire going. I made him some tea. I went, hey, can you come back to the group? Why? I went, well, I'd probably lose my job, because you took off. That's not good for my career. And he goes, well, I like you, Kevin. Okay, I'll do that because I like you. I went, thank you. I appreciate that. So we go back, and sure enough, he finishes the trip. 2 years later, I'm in Algonquin, the West End, and I ran into a group of at-risk, actually the program wasn't Project DARE, it was like that though. Who's the leader taking them? Jason. I went, hey, what are you up? Oh, I quit drugs and everything else. I'm good, and now I'm taking them out. So wilderness does heal the soul.
This story really stuck with us because Camp Outlook also works with disadvantaged youth, and there's a lot of similar stories that we hear about our former campers. In some ways, it's almost hard to believe that a 9-day wilderness canoe trip can change a life. But sometimes, it can.
We had a blast chatting with Kevin today and learning more about his wilderness journey. It truly is eye-opening just how much the wilderness can change our outlook on life. If you'd like to follow Kevin along on his journey, you can follow him on Instagram at @KCHappyCamper and subscribe to him on YouTube, again, at @KCHappyCamper.
Thanks for joining us today, and happy paddling. As always, for more information on Camp Outlook and how you can apply to become a camper or a canoe trip leader, visit our website at campoutlook.ca.